www.ghanaunsung.org to download the nomination form and help honor Ghana's unsung heroines. Nominations close on Friday. Call 0302-772-002 to find out more. Top story coming up shortly. I'm Lexus Bill. Thanks a lot for spending time with us. We're back tomorrow with some more on Drive Time on Joy.
Tonight, High Court drops ultimatum on former National Signal Bureau boss Kwabena Dubohin. Show up with your lawyer or represent yourself. Well, tonight, a courtroom showdown has exploded into a constitutional clash as the Ghana Bar Association clashes with Deputy Attorney General over vacation sittings.
To sit at home and in your office and declare that because of legal vacation, you have decided that you won't practice law. Of course, you will decide that you won't practice law, but clearly that does not stop the court from or the proceedings from going. So for as far as we are concerned, there is no controversy on this matter. It is just an attempt to delay cases.
Our top story is brought to you by Telesol Connecting Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. When we return from the break, we engage the lawyer for Edubuahi, Samuel Atachia. We'll also be speaking to Deputy Attorney General Justice Sremsai and lawyer Samson Ladi here on Top Story. Don't go anywhere.
If I become a millionaire, I will put a huge billboard
right next to
my ex's house
saying,
"Look at me now,
I hate it.
As for me,
I'm quitting my job in style.
It's so much hate."
Telecel is making millionaires
this season.
Not one,
not two,
but 3 millionaires.
Each month,
one lucky Telecel customer
wins
1 million Ghana cedis
for the next 3 months in the
Telecel my hate promo.
Plus,
you still get to win
20,000 Ghana cedis weekly, 100 Ghana cedis daily,
bundle 10 Ghana cedis.
Time or data,
or
top up your Telecel cash wallet
or
your fixed broadband
to stand a chance of winning.
Visit the Telecel player
or dial
*500#
to opt in for free
into the
Telecel my hate promo.
Telecel Connecting Energies.
This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
A day couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears, bugging me all night long till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with Holy Insecticide Spray. Here I go spray them away with Holy Insecticide Spray. When I sleep, I sleep. Me down on my gut with Holy Insecticide Spray.
Holy Mosquito Quell, Holy Multi-Purpose Insecticide Spray. Ghana Chrome Chrome. Purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Palladium Residences in Achimota isn't just an address. It's the home you've truly earned. Secure your place with just a 10% deposit and choose from beautifully designed modern apartments or spacious townhouses built for everyday comfort. This is more than a building. It's a vibrant curated community with a clubhouse, state-of-the-art gym and an on-site hotel, all at ABC Junction, minutes from Achimota Mall. Enjoy city energy whilst retreating to your private sanctuary. Call now to reserve your unit and benefit from limited launch incentives, including priority unit selection. Don't miss the chance to pick the best homes. Book your private site visit today. Call 050-9823-424. Palladium Residences. Live smart, invest better.
The Global Conference on Human Resources in Africa returns August 12th to the 15th at the Kempinski Hotel, Accra. It's 4 days of convergent HR professionals, business executives, policy makers, and industry leaders from over 15 countries on AI, leadership, workforce transformation, and the future of work. We will be joined by Honorable Rashid Papu, the Labour Minister, Michael D'Ambrose, Fortune 50 HR and Transformation Leader, Achal Khanna of SHRM India, Daniel Vargas of Microsoft, Seamus Clancy of LinkedIn, Dr. Francis Adukuro of CIHRM, Uzuaku Nwobi of PwC Nigeria, Martin Kirangu of Deo Local Payroll, and more. Expect keynotes, panels, innovation labs, masterclasses, and curated talks. Sponsors and exhibitors include SHRM, LinkedIn, MTN, PwC, Deo Local Payroll, Atlas Copilot, CIFA, and more. Visit gchrafrica.com or call 055-408-1727. That is 055-408-1727.
Hooray! The Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited's back-to-school promotion is here with us once again. From the 1st of August to the 30th of September this year, Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited is offering a generous 15% discount on all school items, including textbooks, pens, pencils, erasers, exercise books, and more, across all branches in Accra, Tema, Kumasi, Takoradi, Winneba, and Cape Coast. Parents, teachers, and students, please hurry while stock lasts. For more information, call us on 0302-764-101 or 0302-764-209 or email info@kingdomgh.com. You can visit our website www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Kingdom Books, where quality and affordability are both assured. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Top Story. My name is Kenneth Jesse. The fate of former National Signal Bureau CEO Edu Buahin is in limbo as his lawyer Samuel Atachia today abandoned him in court for legal vacation, forcing Judge Francis Achibonga to order that should Edu Buahin be in court on the next agenda date without representation, he will cross-examine the prosecution witness himself. Mr. Atachia had served notice that he will not be present to handle his client's case during the legal vacation. And my colleague Kwiku Asante was in court for us, witness all that happened, and is joining me right now for more on this. Kwiku, what transpired in court today? Kwiku, you have to unmute for me.
Yes, proceedings began today around midday when Justice Achibonga walked into the proceedings. The first thing, obviously, when the judge sits is for the lawyers to introduce themselves. It was conspicuous that Samuel Atachia or any other person were not present to represent the accused persons. And so that meant the Attorney General introduced himself in the person of Deputy Attorney General Justice Remsai. And then the lawyer asked Kwabena Edu Buahin and the wife, who at that time had gone into the dock, where their legal representation was. And then the Kwabena Edu Buahin stood up to speak. He first said he did not know the whereabouts of Samuel Atachia, his main legal counsel. In fact, the specifics of his words was the fact that he did not know whether or not Samuel Atachia was in the jurisdiction or not, that is, whether or not he's in the country as we speak. And then the junior counsel of Samuel Atachia, according to Kwabena Edu Buahin, he had also gone on a certain trip to mark scripts belonging to school students of the Ghana School of Law, and that is why two of them were not in court. And then Justice, the Deputy Attorney General, rose on his feet to make an argument. He pointed out that he is aware that Samuel Atachia is not in court because he had actually written to the Chief Justice demanding a rescission of the Chief Justice's warrant that was given to the judge to sit on these matters. And then in that letter, Samuel Atachia had indeed threatened that if the matter was not rescheduled until a period after the legal vacation, he will not be present in court. And according to the lawyer, as far as he's concerned, and I'm talking about Justice Sai, there is nothing in any rule that allows a judge to pick and choose which of the proceedings they will come, particularly when the Chief Justice has given the presiding judge in the matter a warrant. And then it was a time for the judge to continue, and the judge actually spoke and said that as far as he's concerned, he has a warrant, first and foremost, from the Chief Justice to sit, and that he had taken notice of the lawyer's letter to the Chief Justice raising issues with the warrant for him to speak, and even the Ghana Bar Association's letter also backing them. However, none of that acted as a stay of proceedings, and until the Chief Justice revoked his warrant to sit during the vacations, he intended to continue the sittings and to conduct hearings during the legal vacation. And then he went to the substance of the matter and said that he wanted to ask a question as to whether or not this, it will be fair to the accused person if he continued the proceedings, because today was scheduled for cross-examination or prosecution witness 4, and the lawyer still being present. Would it have been fair in the words of the judge to call on Kobler Dubois and the other accused person to cross-examine the person? He did not think that would be fair. And that even if the lawyers have abandoned their clients, it would be best if he gives the accused person, that is Kobler Dubois and the wife, ample time to, quote, advise themselves and advise themselves to get their lawyers to come to court, appoint new lawyers, or at the next agenda, they would have to cross-examine the prosecution witness themselves, if they so elected to do, or if they did not wish to continue the cross-examination, then that prosecution witness will be discharged. And so the case has now been adjourned to 17th August at 9:30 a.m. in the morning for Kwabena Dubois and the wife to show up in court with their lawyers or continue to handle the case themselves.
Kukwasante, thank you very much. Meanwhile, the Deputy Attorney General, Justice Srimsai, addressed the press after the court hearing today and accused lawyers of Dubois and others of delayed tactics. Listen to him.
It's completely false. There are so many judges. There are so many judges that are doing vacation courts. And there are other cases that we are conducting, oral cases, which are not in the vacation because their judges, those judges in those courts have not been appointed as vacation court. And there have been vacation court judges who are not doing any oral cases. So it is false allegation they are making. Secondly, see, this is the thing. If a lawyer has a challenge which will prevent him from conducting a case on any day, what you do is you come to court and tell the court your reason, and the court will understand and grant you adjournment. But to sit at home and in your office and declare that because of legal vacation, you have decided that you won't practice law. Of course, you will decide that you won't practice law, but clearly that does not stop the court from, or the proceedings from going. So for as far as we are concerned, there is no controversy on this matter. It is just an attempt to, as usual, you know, delay cases. Look, while we are doing these cases, you will notice that it's always a fight taking dates. Every day there's one excuse or the other whenever we want to take adjournment. And this is not part of the same trick, so.
Samuel Atachia is the lawyer for Dubois. Samson Ladi Ayinini is a private legal practitioner. Justice Srimsai is a deputy attorney general. They are joining the conversation right now. Gentlemen, grateful for your time this evening. Mr. Atachia, I want to begin with you because the judge today said that your client will cross-examine the prosecution witness himself if you fail or he fails to appear before the court the next time with the counsel. Will that compel you to appear before court in the next hearing?
It will not. And I want to just pose a question, that is it fair that when we've petitioned a Chief Justice of the realm, that we are of the view that these are not emergency cases as spelled out in understanding our tradition, that there's a legal vacation. What is the linguistic evidence? Legal vacation. Some calls should rest. And then a few will be handpicked to hear emergencies. But we should hear matters. And color it as if it's an emergency case. Somebody trying to remove a child from the realm, and therefore we should do an ex parte application to block the person from doing so. So I'm saying that I want to uphold the rule of law. And I'm not going to go to the court and sort of change the traditions of the bar and what we are used to. A lot of people are confusing part head cases and then emergency cases, motions, the rest of it. All the part head cases in the realm, they've gone to bed. I'm telling you, part head cases, the judges are not hearing part head cases in the vacation. It's so clear as daylight. The few that he says they should continue, they are supposed to treat motions, bail, whatever, but never substantive cases to continue. So if you want to have two tracks, the ones that are interested in expeditious ambulance trials, so be it. And if you want to go the normal track, that the lawyer should rest during the vacation. I mean, it's as clear as daylight. So I'm upholding principle, but I wonder if, seriously speaking, the judge should not abide the outcome of our petition. And if the CJ says that nevertheless it should continue because the warrant has been given to, we should know. We should have official correspondence. We are not just talking on studios. We wrote to the CJ and protested and gave our reason. So I think what the judge has said, he has a right to say he will continue and let them, cross-examine. But I'm not going to lend my energies and support to what I see as an aberration, a cancellation of the traditions at the bench and the bar. What is the meaning of legal vacation? The CJ is on legal vacation, is it not? The Supreme Court is shut down. The Court of Appeal is shut down. And the High Court is also shut down in substantial respects, save a few who should handle emergencies. Why do we have to change this thing? Because there are some special cases in the eyes of somebody, and that there are some special judges who should continue working. What is the emergency about the Dubois case? That if today we don't want to rest, we want to continue. So that what happens? Is it a Dubois case that's going to bring inflation down in Ghana? They should spare us this selective justice. I will not be part of it.
Does that mean that you are then giving up on your client?
I'm not giving up on my client, but I'm upholding principle. But if it means that my client doesn't want me to uphold principle, then it's up to him. But it's not because of one brief that will cancel a tradition. And also the Courts Act and the rules of court. I've asked a question. People do not want to answer. If we believe that legal vacation is not important, let's delete it from the Courts Act and the CI 47. And let's say that all the land cases are as important as the criminal cases. And therefore, all the land court judges should sit. Then we are talking about fair justice. All the murders that they are not interested in, all the manslaughters, the rapes that the judges are handling, they don't matter. There are also criminal cases. Why are those judges not continuing with their work? Why are you saying that a few of the so-called special criminal cases should continue? What kind of justice delivery system is this one? I don't get it.
That's quite interesting there. Well, the court didn't mince words today when it insisted that it is going to go ahead with or without you. Now, why is it that no lawyer from your team is able to hold your brief and protect your client's interest until you return from the emergency you say that you have to attend?
I'm not superior to any other lawyer, my dear friend. What is at stake is upholding principles. It's not personal to me at all. So that when people are upholding principle, they don't want to, get a sense of upholding principle. James Dankwa died in the prison cell, not because it was his pleasure, but one man rule was an aberration, and was prepared to die for democracy than to say that I want my comfort and therefore I'm going to join the CPP. We don't practice convenience in terms of trying to hallow democracy. So all the lawyers in my law firm, they are here. But how can they say that we want to cancel values, principles, tradition, statute for the sake of one brief? I don't think that's a very decent and civilized way of engagement. And I'm not going to lend support to that at all.
Well, the Deputy AG, Justice Sremsai, also says that the defense is using legal vacation to delay the trial. What is your response to those allegations?
Yes, he's talking about how we are using tricks and delays and the rest of it. Far from that. He'll confirm that. Have I done anything like that? I've faithfully attended court from beginning to now. I have to tell you this. I don't have a trick. The only thing I have is that I pay obeisance to the rule of law, and I want people to have justice. That I won't compromise because of anybody's ambulance thinking of expedited trials. So we are not trying to delay this case at all. We've been cross-examining. We've been coming to call faithfully. I'm there early. When he's even late, I wait for him. You understand? Because he's oversubscribed. So please, nobody is saying that we are running away from what we do best. No. But for Christ's sake, this realm is to uphold the rule of law. We shouldn't give any indication that we are practicing two-track system, where one is expedited, the other is not. One is an ambulance, the other is normal truck. The Constitution frowns upon that, and we uphold the Constitution.
Right. The judge has insisted that you have not formally informed him of your inability to appear in court today. Have you done so?
I did so. I kept him in the loop relative to the letter I wrote to the CJ. When you find the letter, it's there. You don't normally write to the High Court judge like a person. You write to the registrar, and it's all there. So I copied this. I copied the Attorney General as well, the President of the Bar, and the Court through the registrar. So the judge is acutely aware that I've made my position clear that I won't come to court.
And the CJ also spoke today, clearly dismissing that petition that you wrote to the Attorney General's department. But I need further clarity on this. Did you write it to the judge stating explicitly why you cannot be in court today? Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that. On the account that I protested to the CJ that what is happening is an aberration. It is selective justice. And I can't come attend court. I did that. It's in writing and assigned. Yes. And I copied the Attorney General as well. So all the key stakeholders were acutely aware that I won't come to court. It's as simple as that.
Mr. Atachia, don't go yet. Let me bring in Samson Ladi. He's a private legal practitioner. Samson, grateful for your time this evening. Is the judge legally entitled to continue a criminal trial during vacation if the defense lawyer says that he is unable to come to court?
I think that eventually we may find middle ground and the case may not proceed without counsel. You may have heard me already. I do not disagree with the Chief Justice in the comments that he made at the Senior Staff Association ongoing Congress. What I am clear about is that you say you have the Deputy Attorney General on the line. I'll respectfully ask you to ask him if he has ever been compelled to conduct a case during the vacation since he was called to the bar. I was called to the bar 15 years ago. I have been an active practitioner in the courts. I go to court almost on a daily basis. I have done criminal cases, including in the lower courts, which are not on vacation as we speak. But during vacations, judges have indulged me and have indulged my colleagues, even in the lower courts, to stay away during the vacation until the legal term and then we resume. So on that account, my suggestion to Atacha, I don't believe that I'm in a position to be able to advise him. He's senior to me in many respects, and he's someone I respect. I'll advise and suggest that the issue should be directed to the judge and not to the Chief Justice. I don't know what he knows, because even when judges are designated as vacation court judges, we appear before them perhaps a week or a couple of weeks before the vacation, and they do indicate to us that they are vacation judges.
And then they will ask us if we want to do our substantive matters in the vacation. And then we will indicate that we are unavailable to do them. And almost always, they indulge us. So I think that discretion is for the judge to exercise. Unless the warrant for those two judges to sit in the vacation is a warrant that is special and with a specific directive to them that they should hear these cases on a daily basis within the vacation, then I believe that that's where a bit of the problem will be, where the judges may not have much of a discretion. But the hallowed tradition, the best tradition of the bar, is what you find expressed in the GBA's release in the public. Even though partially, I will not subscribe to the language, part of the language that you find in that statement. But it purely confirms the law, it confirms the conventions and the practices that we are used to in the court. In fact, I have known in previous years when vacation courts are, you know, designated, that the vacation judges are explicitly instructed not to hear substantive matters, but to hear only the, as you know, the interlocutory and emergency matters. I understand also, briefly, if I may make this point, and then further questions. I understand also when the CJ says that, look, if the vacation judge does not sit on their substantive cases, then when we return in October, they will begin their own vacation too. What that will mean is that, just like today, during the vacation, they have taken on the cases of other judges where they cannot hear the substantive cases of those other judges. When they take the break in October, those other judges who will also assume their cases or their docket will also not be able to hear those cases as the substantive cases for them. What that will mean is that 4 months would have gone without those cases being heard, and it will then take us to next year. That, I will say, will not be the making of these lawyers. Because as I sit here, long before June, when the roster came out, I had committed myself to several things because I knew that vacation will come and I will get my vacation as I get it every year. Because I knew that it doesn't make sense for me to decide in my own firm that I will take a break that will not coincide with the period when the judges will be on break.
Samson, don't go yet. I have the Deputy Attorney General, Justice Semsai, on the line with me. Attorney General, welcome to the program. Samuel Atachia is doubling down, insisting that he's not going to appear before court, even despite what the judge said today. What do you make of that? Does that worry you at all?
Thank you very much, my brother. First of all, it worries me, but from the perspective of someone who believes in the right of an accused person to counsel of his choice, I would be worried if I have a lawyer who, for his own purposes, have decided to avoid court and to use extrajudicial means to try to defend my rights in a criminal trial. So I am actually worried. Secondly, the narrative that some special cases, or a substantial case is the only case, or are the only cases being heard during the vacation, is also equally wrong. I just looked at the vacation court schedule for the entire vacation, and there are about 31, when I counted, I think 31 judges who are sitting throughout the country during the vacation. Greater Accra alone has, I think, 11. It is not the case that all these 31 judges are hearing only attached two cases. They are clearly hearing a number of cases. But this is the rule. When a vacation judge is appointed, he has a duty to conduct his own cases in his court, as well as the cases of other courts that are on vacation. So if you look at the schedule will tell you that Judge A is in this court, but he'll be hearing the cases of court 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, as to how this judge manages those cases, they are entirely within his discretion as a judge, as opposed to as administrator of a court. So, for example, a judge looking at his workload could say that I would hear case A, B, C, D, which are in my court, fully. That is, I will hear substantive matters. And when it comes to case A, X, Y, Z, which is also in my court, depending on the state of the case, I would only entertain interlocutory matters. But that is entirely within the judicial discretion of the judge. Now, the question as to whether a lawyer can decide that because he or she is on vacation, therefore, a case cannot be conducted is completely shocking to me. I have been in this practice for some time, and I have seen judges, vacation judges, conducting hearings in respect of cases. But that, again, is entirely within their discretion. There are situations where lawyers may urge on the judge that, considering where we have reached on this case, we believe that we can pay substantive matters during the vacation and resume during court a term time. The judge may agree, or may even vary, that instead of staying home for this number of weeks, you rather stay 5 weeks and come and let's do this on this day. These are all matters which are within the discretion of the judge, and judges always, all the time, accommodate lawyers during legal vacation. The problem presented by this current plea from the Ghana Bar is that they seem to be converting that which is an accommodation given to lawyers during legal vacation into a right, and indeed a power on the part of lawyers to now sit in their offices and declare that because it's legal vacation, they will choose which cases to pursue and how to pursue them, and the judge has no say in that. That has no basis in law. It has no basis in practice. It doesn't just support, it is not supported by progressive reason and the right to trial, you know. So I view what is happening as a new argument which is not supported by practice. So if you ask me, this is what I would say on these matters.
Right. As you rightly mentioned, we've been hearing from the GBA. We've also been hearing from other lawyers, including Samson Ladia Yenene, who is also on the line with us. He's disagreeing with the fact that this trial is currently ongoing during the legal vacation. In fact, he had a question for you that he wanted me to post to you when you come on the line. The question is that has there been a case where you, in particular, have been compelled to attend a case during the legal vacation?
Well, that is entirely a wrong question to ask, because I do not constitute the microcosm of law practice in Ghana. And so if you ask me, my answer will be completely irrelevant. My personal experience is completely irrelevant to the issue under consideration.